Welcome to Ask Away Monday, where you ask a question and I attempt to answer it. So today's question is, my baby, who is 1 year old, wakes up 3 times a night and I go and nurse her. She naps twice a day, but only if I hold her and nurse her. If I try to break this mold, she screams so much that it affects her little breathing and she doesn't go to sleep unless she is held. Is this normal? What can I do? Any advice? My answer to you, dear, is that normal looks different for each person. What looks normal to you might not be normal for someone else. Now, for your daughter, this is normal because she doesn't know anything else. This is also normal for you because you think this is how good mamas should act. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't be doing it, right? She knows that when she cries, you will be right there. She knows she will sleep peacefully on you or next to you. I mean, who wouldn't want that, right? You have trained her this way because you're a first-time mama and you have a big heart and you want the best for her. To you, this is how a good mom should treat her child. And if that is what you believe, then you should continue doing it. Now, my question is, are you happy? When she sleeps next to you and you can't get up, are you content with that? Or are you counting minutes until her nap is over? Because it really comes down to how you feel about this situation. If you have negative feelings, your child will sense it. If you see this as an opportunity to rest, then by all means, dear, rest. Don't feel bad. When my children were little, I saw it as God's way of helping me to slow down or else I'd never stop working. So really, dear, you have two options. You can continue doing what you're doing if you're okay with it, or you can start changing this habit. Now, if you continue this habit, she will have to outgrow it eventually. This can happen two ways. She might decide one day that she's a big girl and wants to sleep on her own, or you'll have to have her stop. There is no right or wrong way, dear. I know right now because you're in the thick of it, it feels like this will last forever. But sweet mama, you will so miss this stage, so cherish it with all your heart. I know hearing her cry scares you because it seems she can't breathe, but most babies are okay if they cry. Since you have a hard time listening to her cry, and I don't blame you, you should try to gradually let her cry it out. If you no longer want to lay with her while she sleeps, but be very consistent about it because you want her to get used to not sleeping with you. It will be hard the first week, but if you want change, you have to stick with it. So after she nurses and is asleep, put her in her crib. If she wakes up and starts crying, rub her back and try to soothe her. Tell her you'll be back in a few minutes. I know she doesn't understand, maybe, but just keep telling her that. Let her cry, then come back. Try to put her, you know, lay her down again, rub her back, or gently massage her forehead. You keep increasing the time you let her cry. With time, this will be her normal. If she is tired and wants to sleep, she has no other choice but to lay down and sleep. She knows you won't pick her up and lay with her. Remember that you're a great mom. If you choose to lay with her, and you're a great mom if you let her cry and require her to sleep on her own. At the end of the day, you are her mama, and God wired us differently. I know mamas who let their babies cry it out once their needs were met, and mamas who spoiled the little ones. Both kids turned out into wonderful human beings. Everyone has a different parenting style. Really think about what you want your parenting style to be. And this is your first child. You will make a lot of mistakes. Be gracious. Do what you feel is right for you and your child. Listen to your mama instincts. I always say that my eldest is my experiment child. And you know what? He turned out to be an amazing young man.